This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The U.S. State Department has said that American citizens should reconsider travel to Sri Lanka due to the threat of terrorism after more than 250 people were killed in suicide bombings on Sunday. In a statement, the department also said it had ordered the departure of all school-age family members of U.S. government employees. Earlier, a Sri Lankan military spokesman said soldiers exchanged gunfire with suspects after attempting to raid a building in Sri Lanka's eastern province as part of an ongoing investigation. Authorities found a stock of explosives and other raw materials used to manufacture bombs. Police also seized clothing and flags linked to the Islamic State group, gel ignite sticks, 100,000 ball bearings, drones, and at least one suicide vest during the raid. Officials say that local militants with ties to the Islamic State group conducted a series of suicide bombings on Easter Sunday at churches and luxury hotels in and around Colombo and in the seaside village of Batacaloa. Cyclone Kenneth smashed into northern Mozambique Friday, leaving one person dead barely a month after a superstorm hit the center of the country, devastating the area and killing hundreds. Kenneth descended on Mozambique just weeks after the country was hit by Cyclone Idai, which the UN labeled as one of the deadliest storms on record in the southern hemisphere. Jens Leerke is a UN spokesman.
Cyclone Kenneth may require a major new humanitarian operation at the same time that the ongoing Cyclone Idai response targeting 3 million people in three countries remain critically underfunded.
Officials have warned that Cyclone Kenneth could be even more destructive than Idai as it targets an area that is not used to such storms. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.